What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Grunt Speak, Not So Alive. You're a source for the inebriated truth in a world gone to hell.
Hell yeah!
I'm Toxic Male. That's Fat Punisher.
Shut up with that, man. You're killing me. God damn it.
And you know, Fat Punisher loves the ladies, especially on today. What is it? National Policewoman Day.
All right. All right.
130 pounds of pure weapons grade. Badass.
Here's some Army stories about that, right? So in the Army Reserves, a lot of women who were in my unit also worked as, you know, paramedics. A couple were cops. All right. Now, these women who were cops would come in and they had the arrogant cop attitude. But they could barely pass their PT test.
Mm-hmm.
You put a ruck on them, they could walk maybe 4 miles. It was fucking pathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievably how fucked up they were.
I mean, what it was, 84% of women fail the combat ready test.
I personally, that's the new one. I retired before that came on. I'm talking the old one with push-up, sit-up, two-mile run.
Mm-hmm.
Two-mile run and the sit-ups were hard for them.
Yeah.
The push-ups were pared down. They only need to do like 15 or maybe 20 push-ups. Yeah. That's nothing.
No. And when you see numbers like this, it becomes very obvious why a subsection of the population that insists there are no differences physically or mentally between men and women now suddenly can't define what a woman is.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. And look, these women play the, you know, I can do anything a man does, until a man shows up, says he's a woman, and kicks your ass. It's totally true, though.
Hey, if you can't stand the heat in the kitchen, stay away from the cook.
You always pick subjects that are going to spin me up, man.
Well, you know, I never mean to spin you up, but
that's a bunch of bullshit.
Maybe this will cool you down. Because we have a story today from a fan who goes by the name Rogue Economist.
Okay.
And this is our little crimson capsule story from an old guy. He's currently 70 years old.
So he's been there, done that. He's on the 16th hole?
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually, if you're, I think current age, usually for men, where they kick their air addictions around 72, I think that's the average lifespan now for a man, maybe 74.
It's somewhere in there.
So he's like 17th and a half hole.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Unless he could have like the longevity like my grandparents did. My grandma made it to 90. So.
Well, the thing is, once you get past 70, you're literally in dirt nap mode.
Yep.
Because any day you're like, oh, this could be my last day.
Like, oh, I woke up. All right, cool. Beer. Fantastic. It's another day.
I like it. Oh, shit. This is a great day. I woke up.
You know it's true. After college in 1976, I opened my own furniture store. Married 2 years later. A year later, my first son came. 5 years later, my second son came, and the first thing I said upon seeing him, I said, he doesn't look anything like me.
That's a problem.
That's a very big problem.
Yep. If your esp is telling you that, you should probably listen.
Somebody else was giving her the old in-out, in-out.
And back then, before DNA, the only way you could do is a blood test for blood types.
Yep. What are you going to do? Let's see how this unfolds. My female employees told me, oh, he looks just like you. So unconsciously, they don't even think about it. They're covering for this woman's
ass. Yes, they are.
Yeah. And then we get lambasted for pointing out the fact that when, you know, men catch their friends cheating, we're like, that's fucked up, bro. I mean, it's not our place to interfere or, you know, to tell anybody what to do with their personal life, but we're not going to be the guy who's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was with me last night. There are other guys who do that? Yeah. Are they dirtbags?
Yeah. Yes, they is.
Oh, man. I was so blue-pilled, I never questioned the possibility that he might not be mine. 99% sure he is not, now that I have woken up.
Yep.
The wife had baby rabies, but she could not have any more children due to endometriosis after him. So she wanted to do foster care and do the baby care thing. My furniture store grew into 7 over the next 33 years.
That's nice. That's awesome.
Until it crashed during the economic 2008 downturn when I had to declare bankruptcy.
Oh. I'm sorry, bro.
And now we're headed toward that again. Bank of America with their little zero interest or zero down payment loans for...
let me tell you.
Only for the stunning and brave, you know, blacks and Latinx community.
They're going to get ripped apart in court.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be some lawsuits in Bank of America.
That is literally racial discrimination.
And also, it's bad business.
Yeah, where are the Asians on this one? Are they like white by proxy now?
I think so.
It seems like no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the black on Asian hate crime thing was in the news for about 5 seconds when they were trying to say it was a conspiracy theory, but then they got their assholes chewed inside out for that.
Yep.
Because the facts are the facts.
Look at the uniform crime report. It gives you all the stats.
Exactly. But... Ooh.
That's a cold ass.
That's a very cold ass. I bet it matches her shoulder if you're under 6 feet tall.
I'm going to be honest. You need to steer clear of that.
If it looks expensive, it probably is.
Yeah, you need to box that to hazard area. Go around it.
I had a female office manager who stole almost $300,000.
What the fuck?
I had proof and had her dead to rights. Went to the police who told me, yep, she's guilty, but you won't get the money back, and she's the mother of 3 little kids, so no jury is going to send her to jail.
Yeah, and you know what? I would have said, fuck you.
Do your fucking job.
Do your fucking job. And if they said no, you file a lawsuit for sexual discrimination.
They're
applying the law different between sexes. That's fucking a no-go.
Exactly.
Or you could do this. You could go the administrative violence method.
Write some letters.
Get the IRS on her for not paying taxes on that stolen money.
She's got 3 kids. Write letters to CPS.
Yeah.
Insist that there's drugs being sold out of the home.
Do all kinds of shit. And you could involve the FBI. It's over a certain dollar amount. If she traveled outside the state, you could fuck her up.
I just came up with a new acronym for FBI. Fucker of Buddies Institute.
We got to write that down.
Fucking FBI. Do they have any respect left at this point? They already should have had none because they shouldn't exist anymore. They're a relic of the Prohibition era, and now they're just corrupt. Not that they weren't always corrupt, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to be honest.
Take a drink.
Yeah. I know some FBI guys. They're just normal dudes. They're okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, what the problem is the people above them
are
the fucking upper it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first top 3 tiers of the FBI need to get fired immediately.
Yeah. That's why when we hear about whistleblowers, they're not the people at the top.
Mm-mm.
They're the people at the bottom who've been passed these rules, and they're like, this is bullshit.
I would do the same thing.
I would too.
I mean, it's called character. You do the right thing even when nobody's looking.
Exactly.
And I got myself in a lot of fucking trouble doing that, but lives were on the line and shit had to happen.
That's right.
It cost me my sergeant major. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm just following orders doesn't really amount to a whole hill of
shit. Didn't
work
for the Nazis. It's not going to work for anyone else.
Amen. All right. After that here, he had to liquidate. Paid off my small supplies and my customers that had layaway money I was holding, paid my taxes, and filed bankruptcy on the floor plan companies. I was wiped out, but still had my house, which was a big asset. Mm-hmm. So at least you're not, you know, eating dollar menu out of the backseat of your car. Not that anybody here would know anything about
that. It's a bad place to be.
We had adopted 5 biracial children. There were 3 still in the house. My wife goes to the CPS office and leaves a couple of young foster kids in the car unattended. Okay.
What the fuck?
Now, I've heard of people doing stupid shit. Okay, you shouldn't leave kids in your car. You leave kids unattended in the car at the CPS office?
Yeah. Well, hey, that was a thing in the 70s, because my mother would leave me in the fucking car to go shopping at Joann Fabrics for like 3 fucking hours. I hated that.
But at the CPS office?
I mean, you're going to the CPS for an interview and you leave kids unattended.
Yeah, well, back in the day in the 80s, you could do that, but this was after the 2008 downturn, so people have already started doing the helicopter parenting thing, and wow.
Yeah, you're going to get hammered.
That's, yeah. Needless to say, the shit hit the fan. CPS did an in-home investigation during which she was crying, and when asked why she left the kids in the car, which was a huge violation, she said, "Because he beats me." You really couldn't think up anything better? She had to shove off all accountability and responsibility for her poor decisions by throwing a dude who was already down under the bus. That's kicking you while you're down.
Yep.
Wow. Which I had never, ever even come close to in all these years. I'm sure there were good reasons to, though.
Yeah.
You don't do it, but there's always a good reason. Just ask Bill Burr.
All right. So the way this, I haven't read this story, and the way it's playing out is this woman is going to go fucking psycho. Because, you know, he did his bankruptcy, and 10 to 1, she's going to want to jettison him to get something better.
Yep. Yeah, but women don't do this. Only men are vile.
It happened to me.
Creatures. I know.
So, I mean, I spent a year and a half in the court. I've seen it before. Happens all the time.
The two female CPS workers.
Oh, here we go.
Both turned and looked at me like I was Hannibal Lecter.
Here we go.
From that point on, nothing I said mattered. Meanwhile, there's no evidence or proof put forth about this at all. It's merely an accusation, and she's not saying this in a face with a face covered in bruises or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's literally just her word after she's been caught breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
But women don't lie.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I know.
What do you mean they don't lie?
It's sarcasm.
All right. Eve lied to Adam to get him to eat the apple.
I know.
It's like second nature to these ladies, man.
I'd been thrown under the bus when I was at my lowest. At that point, I had the red pill forced up my ass with a ghost pepper enema.
God damn, that's bad.
The one person I thought I could count on had turned on me when I was at my weakest. The ensuing investigation was a living hell. They even went to the school and asked my kids about me as well as many other people.
Yeah, they do that.
Yep. And that's why accusations like this need to be discouraged in the strongest possible way.
I mean,
women who accuse men of doing crimes, or people in general, if you accuse someone of a crime they did not commit out of spite or to try to get out of trouble yourself,
hammered.
You deserve to do the exact same time that crime would inflict on the person you wanted to victimize.
And listen, like in divorce court, they always pull it out. Like, oh, I'm scared of him. He could hurt me. Like,
it's
they
the
try
nuclear
it with
option.
Me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he's a Green Beret. He's been to 3 wars. Oh, she's scared.
He's a murderer.
I got
an assassin.
Listen, I got lucky. Yeah. They did call me in open court and referred to me as a murderer and an assassin. I'm so man, fuck the divorce industry.
This is just.
That's why I do what I do. It's fucking so corrupt and bad and evil.
It is. But. Like you said, that's why we're here, and that's why there's 469.
We went up
on
one
board.
We went up one yesterday.
Got a Rumble comment. First Rumble comment.
All right.
You know, crediting you with saving their hide, winning. There is more.
All right.
Fortunately, the witch hunt turned out that I was squeaky clean, and they found her guilty and put her on a child abuse watch list.
Wow.
That's amazing. I was completely exonerated. The thing is, he will be legally exonerated. But when you have an accusation like this levied against you, it will stick with you forever, even if it's on it's front page news, because you want to know why? Exoneration doesn't sell newspapers.
No, it doesn't.
Ugh. I always felt like that there was nothing wrong with being knocked down. There's a lot wrong with not rising from the canvas.
That's now my that I philosophy. Was,
yes, absolutely. Like Rocky says, it's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Now that I was broke, she wanted a divorce, and I knew that all was left was the big equity in the house, and I needed that to retool my life. And I didn't need to lose the house and pay a boatload of child support. I said, we will sell the house and split it. She said, no, I get the house since I have all the kids. I calmly asked her, so you think that you will get the kids being on a state child abuse watch list? All the color drained out of her face, and she said, You wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah?
I smiled and said, try me, bitch.
Yeah! I love it.
My terms were simple. We would stay together, raise the kids, but all money and property would be transferred into accounts in my name only. And I would call all the shots. Otherwise, I planned to move to the North Slope of Alaska, take the kids with me, and teach school as a second career.
The youngest
was a four-year-old little girl who was the center of her life. Checkmate, bitch!
That's good shit. I like
it. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We have stayed together in separate rooms. The kids have had the advantage of having a mother and a father on site. The last one graduates in May. I did get a teaching certification and taught in Texas for 13 years, close to where Blake's parents lived. It's actually not my parents, but it's my wife's parents lived down there. Retired this year for repentance of being a fucking simp, blue pill dumbass for all those years in the last week of school. I would separate out the senior males and I told them, now I'm going to tell you things that no one else is going to tell you. And then spend an hour telling them about the nature of women, the blue, and the red pill.
Yeah!
Every teacher needs to do this for their
oh
kids.
Oh, my God.
The traps they face as young men, the big head versus the little head, etc. I also give them YouTube links to your videos.
All right. Thank you.
Last year, a senior said he learned more in 1 hour than in his whole life combined.
Wow.
I just wish someone had told me about the red pill 50 years ago. So keep up the good work. I salute you. Signed, Rogue Economist.
All right. Well, you know, I'm here to save lives, bro. And I want to get to these men as young as I can.
Absolutely.
Before they slip one by the goalie doing stupid shit and fucking turn themselves into slaves.
Yeah. And like this Gen Z generation, you know, they're starting to graduate from high school now, going into college, what have you. This is the OnlyFans generation. And unfortunately for them, a lot of these female OnlyFans is their only plans.
Yeah.
So you need to be educating these kids as young as you can. So if you are a red pill dude and you are in a position of educating these kids, send them links to our content like Strong Successful Male.
Yeah. Hammerhand,
yep.
Like, Hammerhand is a straight shooter just like me.
Yeah, you got to show these dudes the truth.
Yeah.
Because that's
not a fucking joke.
Yeah, that's not what public education is wanting to teach them. They're going to teach them the blue pill simp mangina role.
And listen, we have a system in place that literally puts the yoke of slavery on you the minute you say, I do.
Yep.
Okay. And then there's the whole divorce industry that destroys love and hope. That is the most evilest shit you can do on the planet. Why it's allowed to exist, I have no fucking idea.
And even then, if you abstain from that altogether, nowadays, that yoke of slavery doesn't require a wedding band. They can force you to pay child support. You don't have to be married to her.
Well, if it's your kid.
In different states or different countries like Canada, Kanuckistan, if you live with her long enough, you're considered common law marriage and you still have to pay her alimony.
Same fucking thing, yeah.
Listen, all right? Even when marriage rates go down, evil Marxist pricks will figure out a way to turn you into a wage cow anyway.
They did the same thing in ancient Rome.
Yep. They will milk their, if you are a dude, their intention is to use you up and milk you dry.
They called it a bachelor tax.
Yep. And there's even been some rumblings about that getting instated in this country. Well, if you're a bachelor tax and you're not paying as much in taxes as you should be.
Fuck yourself.
Democrats are the ones who taxed everybody to death and forced mass exoduses out of their states, but people still aren't paying their fair share, even though we're being taxed at higher rates now than at any time in recorded history this country.
It's insane.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
Oh, my Lord.
Just like this chick. I'm sure she's sucked quite a few.
That one looks like a Mexican chick I dated when I was in college, except she had bigger tits than this one.
Yeah, she doesn't really have a whole lot going on upstairs, does she? Figuratively and literally.
Yeah, that's sure. Right.
But you can subscribe to her OnlyFans for $5 a month and get a good look at her butthole.
You mean the balloon knot?
Because that's real work, even though you don't want to be taxed on it.
Yeah. The beat up bubblegum down there?
Oh, like, man.
The vertical axe wound.
Vertical axe wound. Yeah. She's got a vertical axe wound to grind. Speaking of which, any final thoughts?
Dudes, it is getting to the point of absurdity here. My advice to you, don't mess around with the ladies. Focus on yourself until you get yourself in a position where you can even think about doing something like that. And even if you do, you do it one time. If it fails, don't keep going up there to get fucked over and over again. Because that's exactly what Murphy will do to you.
Yep.
You know, one half rule. First time you're married, you lose half your shit. You can recover from that.
Yeah.
Second time you lose half your shit, you're worth one quarter of what you would have been if you never got married. Third time, 1/8. You know, four time, 1/16.
Yeah.
It doesn't get fucking better.
It's a life lesson you can literally teach to young men while eating pizza.
Yeah, and we're actually going to film a pop culture called Sell Me Marriage.
Sell Me Marriage!
And that one is designed for dudes who have buddies who are like, oh, she's different. I want to get married. We're going to get married. Yeah, sit down in front of this and be like, here we go.
It is what it is.
It is such a fucking farce.
It used to have the purpose. It was the bedrock of the nuclear family. As soon as they destroyed that, at that point, prior to that, you could say, well, yeah, marriage is what's expected of you as a grown-up in civilization. Yeah. Now,
yeah,
I mean, it's for you if you can make it work and you actually find a decent person, but those people are becoming more rare and more expensive to find.
And listen, they're so rare, it's not even worth looking for them because you make one fucking mistake. You're fucked.
Yep.
Like those guys,
in a good way.
Those guys who slip on by the gully to the strippers, fucking their lives are fucking just nothing
well,
but chaos and fucked up.
You never ever bet against a stripper, worker, ever.
No.
Bad news bears.
Nope.
All right, dudes. Thank you very much for tuning in, supporting the channel. If you guys want to be kept up to date with the plight of men and the evil patriarchy, make sure you hit the subscribe button and consider making a donation if you want to watch special live streams with this fat Punisher every Sunday night.
All right.
Suck a dick.
Take it easy.